Good Monday morning, everybody. This is Matt, and thank you for tuning in to Millennial Mentor. On this episode, we're going to talk about getting out of your comfort zone. If you have an issue with that, if you like where you're at and you're stuck there, trust me, you're going to want to hear this. I hear this all the time, you know, I don't like my job, but I'm comfortable where I'm at. You know, I don't want to change anything, but I just don't like it. I'm just going to surf through it. All I got to do is show up to work and leave. That's it. That's all I got to do. And that, guys, is the world of comfortability. You're comfortable, even though you don't like it, but you're afraid of the change to do something different. So let's walk through some steps on how to get out of your comfort zone, right? First thing I want to say is, success lies outside of a comfort zone. If we're going through a change, or if we're speculating a change, we're uncomfortable with it, that is a really good sign that it's the right one to do. But if you're just comfortable with it, you know, I've looked at career opportunities, you know, that were similar to what I was doing at the time, and I felt comfortable doing it. But thank gosh, I listened to myself and listened to my senses, because instead of going into another career where I was doing CNA or nursing, I found an opportunity in sales, and as nervous as I was, I pressed that send button on my resume. Because at the time, I knew I needed to talk to people in person. I needed to get my communication skills up, right? So what better way to do it than to be an outbound telemarketer for, on behalf of Verizon Wireless, right? What better way to do that than try to do the escalator pitch and master talking to people on the phone? So when I decided to do that change, yeah, I was uncomfortable as heck. The only thing I knew in the past few years was, I mean, working at a floating resort or CNA, healthcare work, right? I liked the bubble of not having to deal with the general public at the time. But I knew if I wanted to be successful, that's something I would have to overcome. I mean, at that time, you guys wouldn't even see me at a gas station alone or shopping alone. I always had to be with somebody, you know? I had that paranoia of just being out in public in general. So that's kind of one of the things I did to help me out with my little social anxiety. Well, I wouldn't say little. I feel it a little bit now, but back then it was a huge thing. But I digress. If I would have just listened to myself before applying and said, hey, I'm comfortable here, I want to look for something else to do the same thing, I would not be where I'm at today. I wouldn't consider myself successful yet, but I am quite a few steps ahead from where I was. You know, I got to at least acknowledge that, because the road to success is never ending. Just whenever you think you reach the top, guess what? There's a new roof over your head. You got another destination. You got another place to go. I guess we can kind of say, sidetracking a little bit, I guess what we could say is that the chase for success is never ending. Unless you find a good stopping point, right? But if I would have just stayed at my comfortable self, I probably would have been in healthcare or things like that. But it literally took me the energy and the focus to press that send button on my resume. I was so nervous. I was staring at at that thing for like 15 minutes. I was like, do I do it? Do I do it? You know? I don't know. Boom. I did it. Boom. Went to the interview. Boom. Learned how to actually talk to people on the phone. It was great. Before that, the only experience I had was ordering pizza. That's it. And trust me, I would do that all the time. I love my pizza. So does my family. Anyway, I digress. So, one tip I'm going to have for you guys in going outside of your comfort zone is, if you don't like the field you're in, like in my case, healthcare field, and look at what you want to do, right? Whenever you, mature in your career, what do you want to do? Okay, do you want to be a doctor? Then yeah, I'd recommend the medical field, obviously. Or do you want to have a business, and you're in a career where you're surrounded by four walls, you don't have to talk to the general public? That's the kind of thing I'm wanting you guys to look at. If where you want to be is crazy, crazy different than where you're at, at least look for a career opportunity that gives you the skills needed, like a base skill needed for your future endeavor. Like, for example, a business owner, right? You need to talk to the public. You need to talk to your customers, right? So if you're in the healthcare field, I'd recommend getting out of it and working something like sales or customer service, you know, or even working in retail, any kind of retail. That's what I would recommend you do first. Now, vice versa, right? If you're working at a call center or you're doing retail, right, and you want to be a doctor, no. Get your foot in the door as soon as you can, right? My girlfriend's brother, actually, he's 17. He's about to turn 18. And he's going into his last year of high school, right? He wants to be a mortician. And so for the past few years, he was working during the summer at like McDonald's, you know, which is great. I mean, it's his first job. But he wanted to be a mortician. And I was talking to him a little bit and I was like, hey, you know, try looking at like the different funeral homes around here. Try going to one of the funeral homes and you know, see if there's any opportunity, you know? Heck, if you got to work for free, you got to work for free. The first step is to network and get your name out there. I know you're still in school, but trust me, the soonest you start to know people inside of that field, the better your drive will be. So with stepping outside of your comfort zone, like I said before, focus on where you want to be and are you currently at a place that will get you there. You know, if you're not at a place that'll get you there, trust me, you're going to want to hit that apply button here pretty soon. And try to get something in line with your dreams. Now, another thing is too, is nervousness, right? Yeah, you want to go into this career. You want to go in it, you know, head first, but you're nervous. You're not sure if you got the basic skills that's being asked for. But remember, nervousness, guys. If you're nervous about something, it means a lot. If you're nervous about something, you're also judging yourself. If you keep judging yourself and you try to execute something, your fears will turn into reality. Like I said in the earlier podcast, your fears will turn into reality. You will manifest those things to happen. Like if I go into a job interview saying, oh man, I don't got the skills to do this. You know, what if I freeze up on a question, right? I'm going to freeze up on a question. So don't be nervous. Don't downplay yourself. You have the skills to do it. You already have the first step there. You're interested in making that change. You're on Indeed. You're on whatever website looking for a career. You have the will to change. Don't settle for something that is at the same level professionally that you're currently at too as well. That's another thing. Give yourself more worth. Give yourself more respect. And shoot for a different position. You know? Shoot for a step higher. Maybe you're the right fit for the job. Maybe you're not, you know? I mean, it can swing both ways. Welcome to life, right? No matter how good of an attitude you have, sometimes it can blow up in your face. I mean, I've had things blow up in my face before. But that's just how it is. Now, with getting out of your comfort zone, also, you could practice by going to places you've never went before. You know? Like, go bowling. Go play pool. Go to a comedy show. Yeah, trust and believe, if you're in a pretty big town, there's a comedy club there. Guarantee it. Might be a hole in the wall. Might be a blade of grass in a field, but it's there. Meet new people. Get out and socialize. If you're driven about the career that you want to be in, then network. Network. Talk to people. We got so many different social media applications we could use, right? I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. Heck, I'm even on Snapchat. Snapchat's great, too. Because you can network with people using any of those. LinkedIn is highly recommended, though. But you can network with those people. Get to know a little bit more inside information about the career you're looking into. And trust me, that'll help you alleviate the nervousness that you have in stepping out of your comfort zone. Because if you get insider information about it, they're going to tell you the pros and cons. And if they're a really good friend of yours, they'll tell you the honest truth, hopefully. And if they tell you the honest truth, then it's almost like you're working there. You get to see the inside scoop. You get to see the benefits. And you get to hear about the cons. There's going to be cons. Even a person's dream job has cons. That's just a realistic thing. But network with people that you want to go into the field with. Or if you want to go into the same field, network with those people. And maybe you're talking to yourself. Maybe you're like, Matt, I don't have the skills. I don't know what skills are required for the job that I'm interested in. You know, how can I press that send button? How can I send my resume off to a place that I, you know, don't even know to what caliber skills I need? That's how important networking is, guys. If you make friends with somebody that's in that business, or even just a quick YouTube search, I mean, you can look at a day in the life of this, a day in the life of this, what schooling is like for this. You know, we got so many resources at the palm of our hand. It's telephone. Unless you're working with the flip phone, that's okay. Go to your library. I used to do that. I used to have to go to the library to get on the internet. Even though it was supposed to be for like work purposes only, they had a big old poster in there. I'd still go there to get on MySpace. Man, Tom was great. But network with those people. Learn what skills you need. Own them. And some of the skills you need is actually what you develop whenever you're onboarded. I did not have any people skills at all. I didn't have any social skills. But what I did have was the in on a job that helped me with sales skills and communication. That's one of the benefits of training. When you have a really great trainer and somebody that's just as passionate about your success as you are, shout out Montana Tassie. Yeah. Then you will go somewhere. You know? Those skills will be buffed up. Those skills will be mastered. And sometimes all it takes is you to just apply. So don't be afraid about the skill set you currently have. Be excited about the skills that you will learn in the future. Well, guys, that's going to wrap us up here. I'm very glad you guys decided to tune into this podcast. I am so sorry about not notifying you all that I won't upload an episode last week. I hope you all had an amazing Memorial Day. I hope it was beautiful and peaceful. But if you guys need anything, please email me at tellmeyourperspective@gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns, you name it, you can shoot it to me. But I hope you all have yourselves a fantastic day. I hope you own this week. And go own, well, this week. See you later, everybody.